Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel 23, going through the life of David. In the previous episode, we left off with a group of guys from Ziph, Z-I-P-H, Ziph, the Ziphites, as they were called. They had come and told Saul, hey, we know where David is. He's hiding in our land. And they gave him a very precise location. Well, Saul was excited about it, but he's tired of chasing him around. And so he told them, hey, you go back, because I hear this guy is cunning, like he hadn't been trying to chase him around. He knew he was cunning. And he said, but y'all go back and find out not only where he is, but all the places that he hides at, all of his hiding places. Then come back to me. And when you know everywhere that he has been, where you think he is, and when you know where he might be likely to flee, then I will search out for him, and I'll search through all the thousands of Judah then. I think he was getting tired of losing face, but that's just me thinking, okay? So we pick up verse 24, and it says this, then they arose and went to Ziph before Saul, which means they went out ahead of him. Now David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the Arabah, to the south of Jeshuun. And again, this is a pretty precise location, okay? Basically telling you in exactly what corner of the county they're in. Verse 25. When Saul and his men went to seek him, they told David, and he came down to the rock and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard it, he pursued David in the wilderness of Maon. So what we've seen already, and what becomes really apparent in this portion of the account, is that you got spies upon the land. You've got scouts. You got people from Saul's side, Saul's entourage that are being sent out to see if they've heard any word, if there's any rumor or innuendo as to where David might be. You got people on David's side that are doing likewise, that are keeping an eye on where Saul is. So, verse 26 says this, Saul went on one side of the mountain, and David and his men on the other side of the mountain. So, Saul is searching him out, and he's doing so aggressively. David is fleeing, and he's doing so aggressively. One's on one side of the mountain, the other one's on the other. A picture of a cartoon comes to your mind, right? But this is deadly serious. Verse 26 continues, and David was hurrying to get away from Saul, for Saul and his men were surrounding David and his men to seize them. So David's trying to get away. Saul and his men were getting close to surrounding David and his men, and when they did, they were going to seize him. Now, David and his men were some 600 men. I feel sure Saul's numbers were vastly higher than that. But watch what happens. Verse 27. But a messenger came to Saul, saying, hurry and come, for the Philistines have made a raid on the land. So here Saul is. He's chasing down David again, going around a mountain with him, getting in a position to surround him, thinking he's about to be victorious. And he gets a word from a messenger that the arch enemy has raided the land. So while Saul was busy with this one wannabe, this one that he's got something into about, the Philistines had seized a moment. Verse 28. So Saul returned from pursuing David and went to meet the Philistines. Therefore, they call that place the Rock of Escape. The Rock of Escape. The Hebrew name's great. Let me see if I can say this. Selah Hamamalakth, Hamalekoth, Hamalekoth. There we go. Selah Hamalekoth. Got to get the right emphasis on the correct syllable, right? So they literally named that area the Rock of Escape because David escaped. David went up from there and stayed in the strongholds of En-Gedi. So again, Saul gets close, but again, he's distracted by something, by a messenger that comes up. Makes you sort of wonder what was really going on there. So let's continue this, chapter 24 now, verse 1. Now when Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. So the whole thing with the Philistines and the messengers with that right there enabled David to escape to En-Gedi. Saul gets finished pursuing those Philistines. That's all we know about that particular incident. He comes back and he's told, hey, David's up in the En-Gedi. Then, verse 2, Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to seek David and his men in front of the rocks of the wild goats. Some great names here, aren't there? But they're very descriptive. We do the same way in the way we name things today. Notice how many men he got. Yeah, 3,000 chosen men from all of Israel. He could have brought many more, but he brought the top, 3,000. So this is five times more, right? Five times more men than what David had. Verse 3, he came to the sheepfolds on the way where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Sometimes we forget that in these accounts, you're just talking about human beings, folks. You're talking about folks like me and you. And so you got this very anxious king. He's trying to get this guy, It's not happening. So now he's pursuing him. He's got 3,000 choice men. He knows what portion of the wilderness he's in. He's going along. He comes to the sheepfolds. In other words, where the sheep were being pastured at that time. And there was a cave there. And Saul, so it's a rest stop. Saul goes in to relieve himself there. That relieve himself is interesting because the Hebrew word means cover. Actually, the phrase is to cover his feet. So he went in the cave to cover his feet. What does that mean? And why is it translated to relieve himself? Well, just think about it for a moment, okay? To relieve himself, that helps us a lot right there. He had to deal with some water management issues, okay? Fluid management issues here. But the cover his feet was a euphemism for the very act that his body required that he do at that moment. It gives us some insight into actually what he's doing. Okay, and we go, oh, wow, I didn't know that was in the Bible. Yeah, well, it actually gets a little stranger than this. Let me finish the verse out, then we'll have to continue the next time. It says this, now David and his men were sitting in the inner recesses of the cave. So David and his men, 600 men, had fled Saul. They ran into this cave, the inner recesses of the cave. So that tells us there's various chambers within the cave. The inner recesses, they are in there, and in comes Saul to cover his feet. If you're not aware of this account already, which I suspect most of us have heard of this sometime, but if you're not, it's actually sort of interesting and funny and entertaining and heartbreaking and convicting all at the same time. We'll see more in the next episode. Hey, thanks for being with me. I'll see y'all later.